The convention will feature a Context Forum, DX Forum, Contest Academy, DX Academy, and the all-new full-day Next Generation DXing program. There are seminars for everyone from the beginning DXer to the seasoned pro. The registration fee for youth of up to 18 years old has been waived and allows free access to the convention programs, forums, and the exhibit halls. Meals, raffle tickets, and bus tours are not included with that free registration. Additionally, shirt orders must be made by 0000 UTC on February 27th, and convention pre-registration ends at 0000 UTC on April 3rd. To register, visit International DX Convention. The National Traffic System NTS 2.0 Subcommittee and its working groups have completed a number of projects and initiatives. Examples include the NTS Treasure Hunt, the Radiogram Portal, certificates, enhancing numbered text and handling instructions, and the creation of the NTS Letter. More projects are planned or in the works. The committee is looking for individuals who would like to help be a part of this exciting initiative. Call-out meeting has been scheduled for Tuesday, February 4th, 2025 at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, for anyone who's interested in learning more about the future of NTS and NTS 2.0. Read more about the story at ARRL.org, and for questions, contact Phil Temples, K9HI, at K9HI@ARRL.org. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. January 14th was a very good day for satellite launches as SpaceX took 131 different payloads into space. 8 have amateur equipment on board. Of interest are Hades R and Paris T1. Hades R has an FM downlink on 436.888 MHz and an uplink on 145.925 MHz, which at times may include FSK data up to 1200 BPS, APRS, or FSK telemetry. Paris T1 is a 3U CubeSat dedicated to APRS. It will use 144.640 MHz, 144.390 MHz, and 144.800 MHz